Visiting here with head coach for the Scott City Lady Beavers, Lori Aschar, as Scott City finishes up their season. They had a tough loss on Tuesday night at Cimarron, 70-52. And coach, 3-18 season. I know that's disappointing record-wise, but still there was a lot of improvement that was made throughout the season. Go back to that game on Tuesday night with Cimarron. I think you guys played them pretty tough throughout, start to finish, really. And the foul trouble is just really the difference in that second and third quarter, especially.
Yeah, we definitely played Cimarron hard. We were leading in the first quarter. They went on a run there right before halftime to lead us by 10. And our girls fought hard. You know, they went out there wanting to win and not just thinking they were the 8th seed and supposed to lose. They played a very good last game. If I could be happy about losing, you know, our last game and ending our season that way, I think this is the best game, you know, the best way to go out.
Talk about the improvement from the beginning of the year to the end here. Where do you maybe see the most improvement from this year?
We started out turning the ball over a lot. You know, we still didn't decrease those turnovers like we should have, but those teams at the beginning pressed us a lot, you know, and we were just turning the ball over and over again in those first three games. And the first time we played Holcomb, that's how they beat us by 30, is all of our turnovers in the press. And last night we knew Cimarron would come out in a press, and they didn't hold it on us very long because we got wide open layups, and I think that's what the difference in the first quarter was. So we were beating their press and beating them down the court, and finally they pulled it off. And I think that's the biggest thing. Girls started slowing down and passing the ball and knowing when they can dribble full court and when they should pass. And you know, I think our ball handling got a lot better. Our confidence, picked up there towards the end. We still need some, additional shooters besides our seniors, Janessa and Shania. So that's something that we need to work on and keep improving on.
Once again, it's Scott City Lady Beaver head coach Laura Aschar. And coach, in that game, 52 points you guys scored. And I look at Cimarron's scores from this year. I believe that was just the second time this year that they've given up 50 points or more.
Yeah, we definitely took it to them. Like I said, our fast breaking or beating their press got us those points. And, you know, the second quarter, we just couldn't get our half-court offense to go. All five of us weren't on the same page. A couple of us were trying to create something happen, but we just weren't running our sets. And that's when, they started stealing ball or, came with that run. Second half, we really just settled down and started getting it to Janessa when we needed to, or driving to the basket a lot more and getting and finally going to the free throw line. And I don't know exactly what our lowest score was, but I would say it was in the 30s, and we've been probably above that all year. So that says a lot for a girls team to, yeah, be really scoring a lot in the games. It's just one of those things, defense on the other side, to hold a team less points than what we score.
Oh, it was a tough season, and the record-wise, like I said, and you guys did improve leaps and bounds, definitely better than your 3-18 record showed. But you also had two seniors that scored double figures in their final ball game and led you guys in scoring. Shanae Hamey with 18, and Janessa Lowenthal added 16, I believe it was. And you're going to lose those two seniors. Talk about what they've meant to the program, maybe helping you out and working with them your first year to maybe help lay a foundation.
Oh, yeah, those two seniors, it's good to rely on seniors in scoring and in leadership on the court. Janessa, she's a big post player. She definitely impressed me the way she can play, get up and down the court, with her effort day in and day out. You could tell she wanted to win and she was going to do whatever it took. And, it says a lot about teams face us and might double team or box and one on our post. That says a lot about Janessa, and they tried stopping her, but she always found a way to rebound or pull through. And I appreciate that with Janessa and Shania. Once again, she had effort the whole game. She was driving to the basket defensive wise. She was always giving them fits with the ball and getting those rebounds and those steals. And she's definitely a good ball handler. I saw her develop a lot this year, going to the basket, getting her shots off, and she was a very good leader, and I think those younger girls that will step into her role definitely have learned a lot from her, what they need to do on the basketball court to try to replace them. Definitely good seniors. I couldn't ask for a better group of seniors this year, to come into as a first-year coach here at Scott City.
With those two seniors being gone, you have quite a few returning. And you have a lot of bench – all your bench players are coming back next year. A couple of those were hadn't played since their freshman year, and they were out their sophomore year and they're back their junior year. So got to like the future also and to possibly develop those players along with a lot of others along the way.
Yeah, we had seven juniors suit up for varsity this year. Majority of them, you know, were in the rotation, in and out, you know, and I think all of them saw time in those games of overtime or those close situations, and they see it now, and, you know, that experience will definitely help us next year. We may not have a post player or an outside shooter to really go through like we saw in Janessa and Shania, but with our experience, I think we'll definitely be a tough team to beat. It may be all across the board having 10 points and above, and that will be hard for a team to defend. You know, can't just stop one player. You have to stop all of us. So, you know, it's something I really look forward to is our experience and our knowledge and, you know, keep working hard with those juniors. And, you know, Nicole Lotta as a freshman has a lot of potential, and, you know, she saw a lot of varsity minutes this year, and hopefully we can get Christy Farreau back in there, you know, get her injury underway, and hopefully she can help us this summer and get back into the varsity swing of things.
Coach, once again, thanks for everything all season long. It's been fun watching your team, and once again, thanks again for everything.
Thank you, Adam.